Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's look at two passages of Scripture. First of all, John chapter 3 and verse 36. John chapter 3 and verse 36, and then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 9 through 11. First of all, John chapter 3 and verse 36, where the Word of God says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." And now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 9 through 11, where the Word of God says, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do." That's from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 9 through 11, and the first passage I read was from John chapter 3 and verse 36. John chapter 3 and verse 36 teaches us that those who trust Jesus Christ as Savior shall have eternal life, life that goes on forever in the presence of the Lord. But those who do not trust Jesus Christ as Savior have the wrath of God upon them. And that's a very serious statement. But then when we turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, as we've read, the Scripture teaches us that God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what is this talking about? Well, it's simply presenting the fact that if a person does not know the Lord Jesus Christ, that person can look forward to nothing but the eternal wrath of God. Those of us who do know the Lord Jesus Christ will not look forward. We do not need to look forward because we will not anticipate or face the reality of God's wrath, but will spend eternity with God in heaven in a land without tears in a time without end. My question to you today is this: are you heading toward the wrath of God or toward the eternal presence of Jesus Christ in heaven in the land without tears and a time without end? God does not want anybody to spend eternity under his wrath. You might ask me, what is the wrath of God? Well, the wrath of God is eternal separation from Jesus Christ in the lake of fire. Take some time and read Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15. And it says there that those who do not know Jesus Christ will not be having their name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when that Lamb's Book of Life is opened there at the great white throne judgment of Christ, those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be cast into the eternal lake of fire. That's God's wrath upon sin forever. If you do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, right now, this moment, you are headed toward the wrath of God. The way to miss that wrath is to obtain salvation through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, as it says there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 9. Jesus Christ died for you, and he shed his blood for you, and he rose again from the grave for you, that if you would just trust him as your personal Savior, you will escape the wrath of God and can anticipate the grace of God for all of eternity in his presence in heaven. You don't need to look forward to God's wrath. Trust Jesus Christ as Savior and escape the wrath of God and spend eternity with him in heaven. Father, it is my prayer that you will take your word today and use it in the lives of all those who are listening. And for those who have not yet trusted your Son as their Savior, it's my prayer that today will be the day in which they'll call upon his name and be saved, and we'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.